This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now I can dance with that party.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. One of them old Freaky Fridays. Love it. Football Friday, Freaky Fridays. Let's get it, y'all. The NFL Combine is rocking and rolling. They've had day two of the on-field activities rocking and rolling. Yesterday, the D-linemen and linebackers kicked off day one of the on-field activities. And this is one of my favorite times of the year, boys. This is one of my favorite times of the year. The Texans, they got six draft picks this year. And the meetings have been what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio emphasize the most. Now they've got a couple of folks there, obviously, that are watching the on field action and so on and so forth. But the meetings are what they really, really lean into. And you've seen so far, because of whose day is on the schedule, we've seen a couple of defensive linemen. We've seen a couple of linebackers. We've seen a ton of defensive backs and a ton of wide receivers that the Texans have I think it's been confirmed that the Texans have met with those particular players. So I don't know, Ron, what we can pull from the meetings that they're having. I know they met with the Texas D lineman that you know, at least self-proclaimed, thinks he's the best defensive tackle in the game. Ohio State wide receiver, Emeka Egbuka. I know one wide receiver. Now this is going to be a second rounder, probably. That I've been sitting on this for a while, Ron. But I really
put your name on something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just hope it works out. I love this kid, man. He was at LSU, and it didn't work out at LSU. Got caught up in the coaching change, and he transferred to TCU. Wide receiver Jack Besh. Kind of a tight end wide receiver, tweener, bigger bodied wide receiver. Another one of those guys, Ron, that's not just your typical wide receiver that you could see doing some different things with. He's a real size advantage and has great ball, I mean, hand-eye coordination, ball skills in the red zone. Again, a bigger body that you could work with in different ways. I really, really like him in that second round area. I don't know if he's going to be able to jump up, but he's one of those guys that if you throw it in his catch window, he'll go get it. You know, he's going to come down with it. Kind of one of those
guys.
Yeah, but sneaky not. You know what I mean? Like, you look at him, you're like, yeah, he's a good possession guy, bigger body, big target, good catch radius. But one of those guys that always seems to be open, always seems to create separation. And, again, great ball skills. I just he's one, for whatever reason, I've just always felt like would work well here with Nico Collins and work well here with, obviously, CJ Stroud. But we'll see. Again, not a first. That wouldn't be the first rounder. The Amika Egbuka and what's the kid's name out of Missouri that everybody's Luther Burden.
Yep.
Those are more your first round guys.
Yeah.
But Jack Besh would be one that I would like. But like I said, the D line and the linebackers, they kicked off the on field activities in the combine, Ron. And real quick, the winners and losers from day one on the field with the at the combine. You got a local kid, Tyler, one of your Aggies, man. Shamar Stewart, 6'5", 267. Edge player, 267 edge player. That's a big-bodied edge player. Guy that could move inside and out. Boys, he went 4'6".
He raised some eyebrows, didn't he?
He went 4'6".
Gig him.
40-inch vertical, 10'9" broad.
He was already a first-rounder.
No question he was. And I mean, he has made himself some money. He dropped 14 pounds since the Senior Bowl, so he was 280-plus at the Senior Bowl, reported today at yesterday, I guess it was, at 267. So former Aggie Shamar Stewart is one of two winners.
That's crazy. That's what Kamari Lassiter.
Come on, man. That's rolling for a big dude sitting at 267. James Pierce Jr., you'll like this one right here. Another edge player that was – it's interesting, Ron, but before his combine performance, he was more of a bubble first-round guy.
I've seen him like to the Chiefs and Eagles late. I've seen him in multiple mock drafts in the 30, 31, 32 range.
6'5", 245, my man went 4.47 on that ass.
Yeah, that'll
I mean, that that's enough, Ron, where they, you know, some folks believe that could have made him $10-plus million in terms of him. He could jump up now, they believe, could potentially be a top 12 pick instead of a bubble first-round guy, which is a $10 million day he could have had. That's faster, for the record, that's faster than Kayvon Thibodeau, faster than Von Miller, faster than Trayvon Walker. That's moving for an edge player now.
Let me ask you something. Because it obviously it does. You know, especially certain guys, receivers and DBs especially. But, like, for these guys we're talking about, Clint, do you think when you see them run a number like this, it should, for the positions they play, it should significantly change where they go?
I think it depends on the film for me.
Especially, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, if he's a guy that plays sideline to sideline and you now realize this guy's playing, the reason his film is so good is because he's a legit 4-5 guy and he plays. Like, we look here in Houston, you look at Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter blew the doors off the combine. I don't remember what his 40 was, but it was really good. I want to say it was the fastest for a D lineman on that day. And then you watch how he plays. He plays fast sideline to sideline. So if it doesn't translate to the guy's film, Then I don't give a damn what he runs.
But sometimes that happens. But a lot of times that happens.
Oh, more times than not it happens.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, a guy that, all right, man, he's got good measurables.
Yeah.
But he wasn't making a lot of plays out there. But then that will jump him. Like this cat here, if this dude was thought to be a third rounder at 6'5", 245, 250, running a 4.4, he's going to jump up.
There ain't no doubt.
No matter what his film
looks like. There ain't no doubt. I mean, like, crazy to think that a good combine performance by a guy could make him possibly $10 million, depending on where he's drafted. Again, a James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee, thought to be a bubble first-round guy. His performance today, again, nobody knows what's going to happen, but it's believed to have moved him up into the top 12. That's crazy. Day one losers. Hate to be this guy right here. I don't even know how to say his name. Smile Mondon Jr., linebacker out of Georgia. Ron, you know, they say folks play defense for many reasons, but a lot of times it's because they don't have hands to play offense.
Absolutely.
Oh, Smile, and I know I'm saying that wrong, but damn, it sounds good. Smile, S-M-A-E-L. He, you know how they do the little backpedal and run up and somebody throws them a ball and they act like they intercept it or whatever?
Yeah.
He dropped one early on. Other than that, apparently he was having a great, great combine. He dropped one early on, and then towards the end, one goes right through his hands and hit him in his eye, and it hit him in the eye so hard he had to leave the turf. So not only are your hands suspect, but you're so bad you got hit in the damn eye, and it ended his day. That was a day one loser. The other day one loser is just the combine as a whole with all the injuries. There were several guys that couldn't go for one reason or another, including thought to be number one overall pick, Abdul Carter out of Penn State because the
knee.
Well, it's just actually his foot.
Stress reaction.
Yeah, reaction. Right. That was discovered medicals at the combine.
I wonder how much he was going to do anyway.
Yeah, yeah. He's one that doesn't need to. I mean, whoever doesn't need a quarterback, whichever team is up first that doesn't need a quarterback, he's a no-brainer. I mean, they're throwing around very loosely. They're throwing around T.J. Watt. They're throwing around Micah Parsons. They're throwing around this guy is one of those caliber players. So, doesn't even need to be at the combine anyway. You slice it. A couple other combine notes. We mentioned yesterday Shedeur Sanders is not going to throw at the combine this weekend. Cam Ward announced the other top rated quarterback in this draft announced that he will not throw either. Both of those quarterbacks will throw at their pro day. Yep. I don't knock either one of them. And just so folks know, when you're this caliber quarterback and you know you're going to be picked in the top 10, or let's just say, you know for a fact you're going to be drafted in the first round, there is a huge risk of throwing with receivers that you don't know in an environment that you're not familiar with, and versus throwing with your guys at your place. You know exactly the speed they're running at. You know exactly their break angles. When you're talking about guys like this that are as heavily scrutinized as, I mean, people are looking for the issues with Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders to knock them down. They are already as high as they could possibly get from a pick standpoint. They're looking for some kind of issues to knock them down, and you just lend yourself to that if you do throw with a bunch of receivers that you don't know. Now, I stand by this. I think Shedeur Sanders should have thrown. I don't have a problem with him not throwing, but I think Shedeur Sanders, to the naked eye there on the field, I think Shedeur Sanders could have showcased the ability to layer the football, the touch that he can throw it with, the ability to with the higher release point, the more natural power stroke action to make the ball dance. I say, like, I think that's something that in that setting he would really, really, really flourish in. Yeah. It's a missed opportunity for Shedeur.
He and his camp clearly are in the space of this is a moment that it will only hurt us.
Fair.
And compared to, hey, let's do this thing in Boulder or where they're going to do it, where we have it controlled. There's like, I don't know if he's in that space, but I believe he definitely believes he is, just like Cam Ward does, just like Travis Hunter does.
Yeah.
They feel like they're in the space of, the only thing this will do can hurt me.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But I do believe that, again, I think I'm leaning heavily into, I just have confidence that he would look really good. Like, it wouldn't, like, in this stage right here, if Shedeur Sanders threw lights out, there would be an unbelievable amount of hype around him, where if he throws good at his pro day, they're going to be saying, yeah, he's a top five quarterback draft prospect.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Beck, he should throw well. This stage, this combine stage, you know the game, man. They just blow it up and it would do wonders. And I think he would do really, really well in the setting. Now, the one thing as we're watching this weekend, everybody out there, you will see some quarterbacks that got huge chips on their shoulders, that got a lot to prove. It's interesting because you go from Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders to a wide open quarterback market, quarterback draft class, I think. Jackson Dart, who I saw in person 2 years ago, I wanted no piece of him. I didn't want no piece of him. Obviously, he has improved tremendously. I still am shocked he's in the conversation where he's at, simply because he's got a real Baker Mayfield vibe to him. You know, it's hard to say because Baker went in the first round, but just like that smaller bodied, lesser arm, more of a grit guy, chip on the shoulder guy. And it's just interesting to see that guy that didn't play in a college football playoff, that didn't seem to get the hype that like a Baker Mayfield got when he was playing, be considered as the number 3 or number 4 overall quarterback. But Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss, Will Howard is getting a lot of run lately out of Ohio State. Kyle McCord, the kid out of Syracuse. He was at Ohio State, went to Syracuse. He's getting a lot of run as well. Quinn Ewers, I think that's kind of the mystery with Quinn is the thing there. So I do think a lot of teams are going to be interested in meeting with him. Jalen Milroe. Jalen Milroe is going to throw. All these guys, by the way, are throwing at the combine. Jalen Milroe is probably the guy that I'm most excited to see throw at this combine. You want to talk about a guy that can go out there? If he goes out there, Ron, and he layers the football well, because the knock on him right now is the touch and the accuracy, let's say within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage, the timing, the quick stuff, that's all the fundamental technique specific stuff.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.